After 6 years as Rhode Island's top education guru, Education Commissioner Deborah Gist is headed to her native Tulsa to become school superintendent. And Eva Marie Mancuso, chairman of the State Education Board, is out. Barbara Cottom is slated to become the new leader of the board as Governor Gina Raimondo puts her stamp on arguably the most important mission of government, educating the young. Gist became a hot-button figure in her tenure in Rhode Island, a leader who seemed to be viewed in black-and-white terms. The interest groups that make up our state's education cauldron either loved Gist or hated her. The business community, the self-styled education reformers, and school committee members praised her, while teachers' unions and many of their allies in the General Assembly relentlessly criticized her. Now that she's history, hopefully a more nuanced view can emerge. It's difficult to argue with her passion for education policy. Ditto for her fine job in pushing Rhode Island to the forefront of the national agenda and attracting $75 million in federal race to the top money. And on her watch, the General Assembly finally approved a predictable state aid to education funding formula. Gist's advocacy for stronger teacher evaluation and student testing will also be part of her legacy. Yet she often had trouble articulating a focused message. As is the case with too many education bureaucrats, she too often slipped into the jargon of education ease. It would be nice if a new commissioner could speak in 8 or 10 word sentences moved by verbs. As for her battles with the unions, well, the jury's still deliberating. Gist tried to break through that moldy and self-defeating Rhode Island, we've always done things this way attitude. She wanted new approaches to the ancient problems of underachieving students and teachers who mail it in while waiting for their pensions. Yet no education commissioner who loses the confidence of most of the teachers can be successful. It was clear that Gist had lingered beyond her shelf life. And in fairness to the unions, they're not nearly as aggressive as they once were. A generation ago, teacher strikes were a late summer Rhode Island fixture, as predictable as Labor Day. Not so anymore. As the new education board chair, Cottom has a few things in her favor. Strong communication skills and experience at the top levels of government and business. She has experience at both the State House under Governor Bruce Sundland, and perhaps as importantly for her new role as a top aide to former Mayor Joseph Paolino at Providence City Hall. There will be a learning curve, especially in mastering the different worlds of K-12 education and higher education. Hopefully, she'll retain the backing of Raimondo and the Assembly as the board works to recruit a new commissioner and build support for investments in education. And the board and Raimondo must be open to new ways of tackling old dilemmas. In higher education, it'd be nice to see the state challenge alumni, especially at the University of Rhode Island, to be more generous. Why not try a challenge grant program where URI and Rhode Island College get several million dollars more in state aid on the condition that they raise matching money? This could be helpful in raising endowment and scholarship money to take on the biggest challenge in higher education today, which is affordability for students. At the K-12 level, the steepest climb is to develop policies that break the link between the socioeconomic level of parents and the achievement of their children. It's too easy just to collectively shrug our shoulders and blame poverty for poor results. We need to be open to new ideas, such as the Providence Talks initiative, to bolster the vocabulary of underprivileged children. This we know. Our nation and state won't be competitive in the 21st century without public education that prepares a new generation for the challenges of both the workplace and active citizenship in a perilous and unpredictable world.